The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast for Wednesday's edition. We have 8 races from Fairy House to preview, with the action getting underway at 5:15. For live race commentary, results and tips for all of today's racing, tune into Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Ross Brierley, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount, your studio team. But right now, to look ahead to the card at Fairy House this evening, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Andy Holding. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Michael, yes, I'm very well. Thank you very much. Yes. Bit wet and drizzly where we're on. I think that might have an effect on the conditions up and down the length and breadth of the country. Whether it'll have quite the same impact over in Ireland is obviously up to question. I think forecast just for 1 or 2 showers and clearing up as the day progresses is what I've seen on the radar map. So currently good at the moment. Probably ride on the easier side on that. But generally speaking, probably one of the best surfaces we're going to encounter this afternoon.
Indeed. And what are you particularly looking forward to this evening?
Getting a winner, because last night I had a nightmare at Sligo. I don't think I had a winner last night. It was just a tale of woe, really, from big priced outsiders to the ones I fancied not particularly running well. I think actually a couple of races where my horses were absolutely tailed off. Yeah, just really horrible conditions there last night. So yeah, just getting back on track really, and just trying to solidify better what I did last night. But there are a couple of bets up my sleeve later on the card, I think particularly were handicapped. So it can't be any worse than last night anyway, that's the main thing.
No, well, let's get straight into the action. And we begin with the 5:15 at Fairy House. It's a nice little race here, over 7 furlongs with a claiming race. We've got 12 runners to choose from. What would be your best bet here, Andy?
Not a particularly appetising start. I mean, claimers in Ireland are very few and far between, and they usually have a very, very low grade, obviously with horses on the downgrade. No surprise to see Bon, your favourite here from the Michael Oakes Callaghan stable. Although she doesn't win very often, she is quite useful in decent handicaps in Ireland. She often runs to a fair level. You've only got to look at that run behind Vintage Charm, 3 starts ago at Nice, and that points to her chances here. Not a bad run the other day, actually, in a very, very hot fillies and mares race at the Curra behind Penny Pepper. There's a whole host of horses in form going into that race, and she didn't get beat too far there. So, like I say, even though she's not exactly a win machine, this represents her easiest chance so far to date this season. That said, there is a couple that maybe might appeal a little bit more at the prices this morning. Emperor Bob strikes me as a horse that could certainly figure in a race of this nature anyway. He was involved in a very hot handicap on the figures last time out at Limerick when he was 5th behind Total Demolition. Well, although he didn't quite cut much ice in the latter stages there, just get the impression this horse probably wants dropping back in trip to 7 furlongs, of course, the distance that his only career win came at, which was at Dundalk on his debut back in 2014. He has run quite well here at the track before. He's not badly drawn. And more importantly, he's got the blinkers on for the first time. That might just sharpen up something. That's what you're looking for in a race like this. Something to give something an extra edge, a bit of a boost that they haven't been having in recent times. And Emperor Bob hopefully might just get that with the headgear on today. So a tentative pick in the first. Emperor Bob each way, around about 7-1.
So Emperor Bob, the one that appeals in the opener at Fairy House. Let's move on to the 5:50. Got a maiden here over 7 furlongs. 9 runners in this one, Andy. What appeals here?
Yeah, that this race should involve the horses that took part in a decent day's action at Leopardstown the other day. The 3 in question were Flower Hill Nova, Time to Reason and King Tout. Now, Flower Hill Nova finished 3rd behind Fit for Function in a very decent handicap, won where Blair Main was a strongly backed second favourite. And although Andrés Slattery's charge couldn't get anywhere near the front two in the latter stages, tactically she was a little bit out of her ground that day. You need to be up with the pace because the winner kicked off the home turn. But sectional times off the corner from the 3 furlong pole were 37 dead. Just bear that in mind, 37 dead. Now, I've compared her sectional from that point to Time to Reason and King Tower. Now, Time to Reason, because they ran on the same card in the 7 furlong maiden race won by Midnight Cowboy, did 39.4. So that's a good 2.5 seconds difference, roughly around about almost verging on 10 lengths difference between those two horses on that point. So just based on my numbers, Flower Hill Nova would have an excellent chance of beating at least Time to Reason and King Tower, of course, who represented that same form later on in the card. Now, the only slight negative about Andrés Slattery's charge here today is that he's drawn right on the outside in trap 9, and that might just bring these horses closer together. But that said, I still think he's good enough to win this race. I think he's definitely crying out for a step up in trip. So providing Flower Hill Nova can get into a good position and certainly be close to Time to Reason and King Tout, then judging on my sectionals, he's got every chance of beating his main two rivals.
So Flower Hill Nova, the one that catches the eye in the 5.50. Let's go to the 6.20, race 3 on the card at Fairy House, where we have an auction filly's maiden over 6 furlongs, 12 runners here. What would be the best bet?
Well, this looks a two-horse race, doesn't it, between Swish and Gazelle's Charm. Swish probably sets the form standard, having finished third behind Elusive Beauty here the last day. A really good effort as well by James Fiennes Charge. Stuck out wide into trap 13. Did all its best work at the end to finish a never near a third. The third, fourth horse, Murdiff, has gone on to win at Leopard Sound subsequently. Absolutely nothing wrong with his form credentials coming into this race. She's obviously got to be a strong fancy. But just the fact that Murdiff, who, as I said, finished fourth in that race that Swish was third in, was trained by Michael O'Callaghan. It will give Michael a decent target or a marker with what to expect here from his Gazelle's Charm. He'll certainly know what it'll take to beat the favourite. And more importantly, she's drawn in trap one here today, which is a massive, massive advantage. There's a short run to the corner here at Fairy House, ran about 2 furlongs. He's got to get into a good challenging position turning for home. So, as I said, drawn one plays drawn 9. That could just be the difference of tipping the balance of power in Gazelle's Charm's favour. Not a bad run either on debut at court behind Miss Cogent when it was keeping on well over an inadequate 5 furlong trip. There was a bit of cut in the ground as well that night, so definitely any rain in the Fairy House area will suit Gazelle's Charm. So she's the choice, around about 5-2 this morning, to get the better of the favourite.
Excellent stuff. Let's move on to the 6.50. It's a big race here with 21 runners for a 6 furlong handicap. What would be the pick here?
Well, Lily's Prince would ordinarily have been the choice here. I would have had to go for her. Four times she shipped up here at Fairy House, and amazingly, 3 times she's found her way into the winner's enclosure. The only slight concern I've got here, well, it's more than a slight concern, it's the reason I'm not going to go for her today. She's drawn in stall 18. It's a horrible draw that is at Fairy House. It's almost as if that her draw hasn't been factored into the price. Because I think if she'd been drawn a lot lower, then you could have looked at her seriously and thought, well, she's a genuine 5-1 poke. But I'd probably put a couple of points, maybe even more, on her odds or chances of winning because of that draw. And therefore, I just think she's bad value around about 5-1 this morning, albeit I do think she'll run creditably. And I'm going to go with a much bigger price horse who's a better drawn on this occasion. And the horse in question is Count of Carabas, who comes here via a really good run the other day in Nace when he was fourth behind Future Icon, doing its best work at the end. It was also quite noticeable the time before. It was a bit more unlucky than the finishing position suggested behind Little Sweetheart, in a very strongly run race there over 5 furlongs. Definitely best over 6. Handily drawn. Sure to go well if he gets a clear run here. Count of Carabas each way at 12-1 makes the most appeal.
So Count of Carabas the one that appeals there. Let's move on to the race 5 on the Fairy House card with the 7.20. A handicap here over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. Once again, a big field with 21 runners. What do you like here?
Yeah, I really like the favourite here, Collar Pierce. She's already been well back this morning, quite understandably so as well. I've always had a bit of a soft spot for this mare, having followed her through thick and thin, through the Irish jump season. And I got a couple of wins out of her as well. Here at Fairy House, she won in devastating fashion back in the middle of winter. And then she took on board a Grady race next time out at Down Royal when she was second behind the very useful and talented Listen Dear, albeit she couldn't cut much ice that day. She only got beat 7 lengths in the end, and she did pick up valuable black type, as I said. Another win at Punchestown, then followed a good run at Newbury behind a nice horse of Evan Williams's. And then, that, like I say, that was a listed prize as well. So you can see she's been keeping really good company over jumps, and her rating has rocketed up to 122. Now, her last run on the flat didn't really account for much, but she subsequently actually dropped down in the ratings, and she finds herself languishing off a mark of just 59. Goodness me, surely she must be able to take advantage of this very, very lenient piece of handicapping. And more importantly, she's changed stable as well to the David Dunn's stable. So there's plenty to like about her chances here today. She clearly likes the track. She's very well handicapped. She's got a change in yard, which should hopefully invigorate her. And she's very, very difficult to get away from here. So Colapier, very strong choice there in the 7.20.
So Colapier, the one that catches the eye for Andy in the 7.20. Let's move on to the 7.50, so race 6 on the Fairy House card. It's another handicap over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. 13 runners here. What appeals here?
Yeah, it's quite a choppy whole handicap here. I'm just a little bit concerned about the favourite here this morning. A lot of bookmakers have put Undunusul in a fairly shortish price, but look at its overall profile. It doesn't strike me as being a mile and a quarter horse. I mean, it began life over 5 furlongs, and albeit it ran quite well last time out over a mile. It's asking a lot for it to get a mile and a quarter, and certainly to take a short price about it, you'd be very, very foolish. The one I thought which was massively overpriced this morning, it's been absolutely hammered in the betting. It was 12-14-1 this morning, which looked a ridiculous price for Dodgy Bingo. You've only got to go back to that run 2 starts ago at the Curra to suggest this horse almost should be favourite here, because that was an unbelievable effort on the figures. It was a real truly run race at headquarters. And like I say, although Big got 7 lengths, he got beat by 2 or 3 very, very smart horses. That man, I think, will definitely be Galway bound. Newsman, he come here the next day and ran a smashing race behind a horse called Qatari Hunter. We'll get on to him in a second. But plenty of horses down the field have run well subsequently out of the race, including Jefferson Davis, who is 5th, who's gone on to win subsequently off a mark of 82. This horse then went to the same track, course and distance, the next day, but the combination of that hard race that he endured only a few weeks earlier and the faster ground clearly counted against Normead's charge. But albeit, it still wasn't a bad run, and you look at the company he was keeping against Qatari Hunter, Newsman, Tonkinese. These are top-class, almost premier handicap horses in the 3-year-old category this season. The handicap amazingly has dropped this horse £2 since that run as well. Hopefully get a little bit of juice in the ground here tonight. Killian Niller takes a valuable 7 off as well. Just to put the icing on the cake, this horse runs off a mark of 66, unbelievably, in a really modest looking race. I'll be absolutely staggered if Dodgy Bingo doesn't run well here, if he runs anywhere near that level that he did on his first start as a 3-year-old.
So Dodgy Bingo, the one to look out for in the 7.50. Let's move on to the 8.20, a much smaller race here with just 5 runners for a median auction race over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. What would be the main positive in this one?
Well, there's probably 2 here, Michael, my attentions are drawn to. I think there's 1 or 2 negatives floating around here. I think Spader will make the running, but he was a bit of a weak finisher the last day at Down Raw. Special Focus hasn't had a run this season. And Roy Bird got well beat the last day by Kiona Nog, who's got beaten subsequently. So I think those 3 are worth taking on in favour of First Class Ticket, the Power Struggle. These are my 2 against the field here. Power Struggle ran really well in the Ulster Derby down in Down Royal the other day, staying on particularly well in the latter stages, having raced wide throughout. I think this is a much easier contest, and he's obviously got an obvious chance and should really on form beat Spader, no problem whatsoever. But this First Class Ticket's the one that I really do like at the prices this morning. I think he's totally overlooked here, but I don't know how he can be the outside of the 5. If you base his efforts of late, good 3rd behind a very useful horse of Jessica Harrington's called Mulligatawny. That wasn't a bad run. Stepped up in trip, ran a blinder in a good maiden down in Down Royal behind Admodem. But, you know, that Admodem had come out of a very good race the time before at Cork, which is working out really well. The time figure was very good. He has got a very fast ground action, so I'd just be a little concerned if they do get rain at Fairy House tonight. But provided it stays just on the nice side of good, I think he's got an amazing chance here. And 7-1 this morning is well overpriced. So I'll probably play the two against the field here, power struggle, and more importantly at the prices, first-class ticket.
Good stuff. Let's move on to the final race of the card at Fairy House, the 850, which is a handicap over 1 mile and 4 furlongs. 17 runners to choose from. What would you be backing here, Andy?
Well, no great surprise to see X-squared favourite here. Comes here via two excellent efforts over fences, particularly now he switched to his new stable of Peter Fahey. That was a good third behind one of Jessica Harrington's two starts ago at Roscommon. Then went to Limerick the other day and absolutely laughed at his opposition. He only won by 3/4 of a length, but he was hard on the snaff all the way through the back end of that race. The key to this horse, obviously, is fast ground. He doesn't want any cut in the ground. So at the moment, he's not probably the most appealing of bets until you see the racing develop here tonight at Fairy House. You possibly dare back him until you know exactly what the conditions are. If it is on the fast side, he's clearly going to take a lot of beating off a mark of 57, considering his last run for Old Connections was off a mark of 65, and obviously he's thrived in the interim for his new yard. The other one to mention here has to be Bob Skier, who comes here following another good run at Limerick the other day, but more importantly, he was a course and distance winner two starts ago, and he came swooping down the outside in the hands of Killian Leonard to claim that prize, and Killian takes the ride yet again on Gerard O'Leary's chart. So do keep an eye on her as well at a double figure odd. So my advice would be just to hang on until post time. If you think the ground's still on the quick side, then side with the well handicapped X-squared. But if it does deteriorate, it might just play into the hands of Bob Skier, who obviously has got course and distance form.
Good stuff. Well, Andy, can you please recap your selections for tonight's racing at Fairy House?
Yeah, hopefully I can make a better fist of it than I did last night at Sligo, which, like I say, was a bit of a disaster. I'll start off by offering up the top one in the opening claim at Emperor Bob each way. Hopefully the blinkers will work at the first time of asking for him. Flower Hill Nova's got my speed figure endorsement in the second race. The 6.20 looks a straight match between Giselle's Charm and Swish, and because of the draw, I will go with the former over the latter. In a very competitive looking 6.50, I'm prepared to take a punt on Count of Carabas, who ran really well at Nace the last day. In the 6.20, we really get onto the good betting stuff. Collar Pier looks incredibly well handicapped on her return to the flat for New Connections, and hopefully she can win over the course for the second time. Probably my best bet on the card at the prices is Dodgy Bingo, who have put in an unbelievable 14-1 with most firms this morning. I don't know what they were thinking of with that. 6.22 against the field, power struggle and first-class ticket. And in the final race, competitive old race, but it's hard to get away from the claims of X-squared if the ground stays on the fat side. But if not, maybe Bob Skier is an alternative at a bigger price.
Well, Andy, as always, thank you for your thoughts on tonight's Irish racing from Fairy House. And remember, for live commentary, results and tips for all of today's racing, tune into Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. with Ross Briley, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount, your studio team. As always, Andy, thank you for your thoughts.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.